result. 愿上帝赐福给我们。
May God bless us.
我们大家打开罗马书。
We want to turn to the book of Romans again.
从第二章最后一段再来看。
Reading from chapter 2, the last few verses of it.
罗马书第二章最后一段。我们从第二十三节来读。
Reading from verse number 23 of chapter 2.
你若是行律法的，割礼固然对你有益；若是犯律法的，你的割礼就算不得割礼。所以第二十六节一同来读。所以那未受割礼的，若遵守律法的条例，他虽然未受割礼，岂不是有割礼吗？而且那本来未受割礼的，若能全守律法，岂不是要审判你有义文和割礼仅犯律法人的吗？二十八节，因为外面做犹太人不是真犹太人，外面肉身的割礼也不是真割礼，唯有里面做的才是犹太人。真割礼也是心里的，在乎灵，不在乎义文。这人的称赞不是从人来的，乃是从神而来的。我们先读到这一段的圣经。
We'll stop reading here 25 to 28.
我们再一次低头祷告。
One more time we pray.
主啊，恳求你把我们的思想带进你真理的亮光里面。
Yes, Lord.
恳求你预备我们的心，领受超字句的经义，因为你说字句是叫人死，经义乃是叫人活。我们今天说要思想的话语，愿主你使他光照我们，成为我们路上所需要的这个支柱，我们所需要的信仰的内涵。所以你听我们的祷告，因为你说信道是从听道来的。感谢赞美，奉主耶稣基督的名求的，
阿门。
我们刚才这一段的圣经是要接连上一段所讲的话语。
This passage we just read want to connect us to the previous passage.
在上一段的圣经呢，保罗指证犹太人。
Previous passage, this Paul pointed out the mistakes of the Jews.
公开把他们宗教的根基把它挖起来。
And very openly he take out their foundation.
犹太宗教的根基是什么呢
？What's the foundation of the Jews?
就是他们以为他们有了特权，所以就傲视所有的民族。
They thought that they have a privilege and they despise all other races.
他们这个特权哪里来的？
Where come this privilege?
因为上帝把律法赐。
Because God has given you them the law.
所以人因为自己所有的而骄傲，这是常情。
Man is proud because of what they possess and that's normal.
但是这个骄傲既然是依靠上帝来轻看别人，就变成病态。
But then this pride because it comes from God and then despise other, that's something which is abnormal.
当一个人把上帝当作他的王牌。
When a person uses God as trump card,
来轻看别人的时候，
and then to despise others,
这个宗教的根基就是错误。
And then the foundation of this religion is wrong.
今天世界还有许多的人在宗教里面犯这种毛病，而自己没有救。
Today there are still many people in religion they have this kind of mistake, yet they themselves don't realize.
宗教原本是叫人做好。
So religion actually asks us to be good.
但为什么做坏事的人偏偏是很多有宗教的人？
But why is it the evil doers many of them have the religious root?
越有宗教情。
The more they have this sentiment of religion,
为什么越勇敢做比别人更坏的事？
Why is it the more they dare to commit more sins?
这就是宗教的堕落性。
And that is the fallenness of religion.
人的堕落性里面找到了根基。
And the fallenness of man now find the root.
宗教的本身。
And religion itself.
有美好的理想。
It has the good ideal.
有美好的教导。
It has a beautiful teaching.
有美好的标准。
It has a beautiful standard.
问题是有宗教的人本身是一个罪人。
But the problem is that those who have religions, he himself is a sinner.
所以罪人加上伟大的理想。
So sinners plus good ideology.
如果是对付自己，
if to deal with themselves,
就变成一件好事。
Then it becomes a good thing.
如果用这个宗教的理想去对付别人，
but you use this religious ideology to deal with others,
变成很坏的事情。
Then it will change to evil things.
所以每一个国家里的最高的执法的机构，
So for every nation, those that do the judiciary of the law,
就是法院。
That is the court.
而最高法院的责任最大。
And the highest court has the highest responsibility.
最高法院需要最有教养、最有素质的法官在。
The highest court need the highest, the best judge.
法院的责任就是执行公义。
And the court try to perform righteousness.
护卫律法的尊严。
And also to defend the honor of laws.
所以这样法律就变成保障人民自由同安全的一个 看不见的法宝。
So the law become an institution that protect also our security and our safety.
但是执行公义的法院是不是真正执行的公义呢？
But then the court that execute this law, is it just?
事实不是如此。
But in actual fact, it is not.
所有的法律专家就是让你知法犯法，不必受罚的才叫做。
Because all our law experts, they know about the law, yet they still do not obey the law, and they know how to find the loopholes of the law.
越懂法律的人,
the more that you know about the law,
常常越敢违背法律。
Many times, you dare to go against the law.
你说法律不好吗?
You say law is not good?
法律是好的。
Law is good.
没有一个国家可以说我不需要法律。
Because there's no single nation can say that we don't need law at all.
没有一个国家可以说我们不可以用法律。
And no nation can say that we don't need to have law performed and executed.
我们不需要法律。
That we do not need law.
藐视法律。
We despise
law. 没有这样的国家。
No, no such nation.
每一个国家都自发的时候很严谨。
So every nation, when they execute the law, they're very strict about it.
但是执行的时候都受了蒙蔽。
But the one who executes is the one who has been blinded.
人喜欢用特权。
Men want to use privileges.
但是问题不在于法律的本身。
The problem is not with the law.
问题在行法律的人的人性。
The problem is the human nature of the man who practices law.
共产主义最大的失败。
What's the failure of the communist?
你说是经济理论的失败吗？
Is it the economic theory?
我告诉你，没有人比马克思更严谨的思想经济体系的各样的细节同理论的根基。
No one who has thought about the foundation, the detail of law as compared to Karl Marx.
那么为什么反接受马克思经济理论的国家一定经济破产？
Then why is it the nation that practices communist economies become bankrupt?
你说当这个理论被执行的时候行不出来，就证明这个理论本身是错的，或者是有毛病。
You say this theory when it's being executed, it cannot show a good result. Maybe it itself has problems.
所以用邓小平的这个话来说
，and using 邓小平的 word，
鉴定真理的标准
，and the standard to judge truth，
不是理论，是实践的。
Not theory but practice，
不是思想的，是经验的。
Not thinking but experience。
这样，邓小平跟毛泽东开了两个不同的火车，向两个不同的方向走过去。
So 邓小平 and 毛泽东 has two different ways which are opposite。
战无不胜的毛泽东思想万岁，结果不到一百岁就乱七八糟了。
Is it longevity to 毛泽东 stuff who never dies？
邓小平的实践理论竟然开花去。结果起来了。
And this pragmatism of this 邓小平 now bear fruit.
但我认为马克思的经济理论不是他最大的失败。
But the economic theory of this Karl Marx is not his greatest failure.
马克思的失败是神学性的，不是哲学性的。
His failure is theological, not philosophical.
为什么神学性的失败？
Why is that we say theological?
他是念神学念不成功的人。
Because he studied theology, he failed.
反对上帝。
He go against God.
反对基督教。
Oppose Christianity.
反对宗教。
Oppose religion.
反对圣经。
Oppose the Bible.
当上帝许可一个人反对他的话的时候，这个人就没有办法从上帝的话里面找到智慧。
When a person God allow him to oppose his word, he then cannot find wisdom in God's word.
这是人类文化最大的讽刺。
And that's the greatest paradox to man's culture.
你所轻看的东西你怎么会尊重？
The one that you despise, how can you respect?
你不尊重的东西你怎么会好去思想？
And things that you not honor, how can you think it thoroughly?
你没有好好思想的东西怎么会发现里面的智慧？
If not thought it through, how can you find the wisdom?
所以神的任凭第一章所讲的。
So God gave us up.
不产生神的失败，产生人的失败。
It doesn't produce God's failure, but man's failure.
所以马丁这个马克思就没有办法看出人性到底实际的情形。
So Karl Marx cannot see the practical side of man's nature.
因为人性被假定是绝对是良善的。
Because man's nature has been absolutized and presupposed as good.
而且越没有经济设立的工人是一定越绝对良善的。
And also, if there is no struggle from economic profit, then it will be more absolutely good.
所以阶级斗争是。一定要有。
So class struggle must be there.
经济成了整个社会的真正结构的动因。
So the economy become the true motivation force for the society.
马克思的人性论。
And Karl Marx's doctrine of human nature.
完全没有照圣经的智慧去看出来。
It doesn't come from the wisdom of the Bible.
所以这是 theological failure.
那么是这个神学上的失败。
神学的失败。
Theological failure.
所以呢，越懂他的主意。他结果呢，也不能够把这个世界的经济搞好。
So the more you know about it, the more you cannot revive the economies of the world.
那现在我举了两个例子的。
Now two examples.
一个例子就是法律同执法的人的不同的这个层次。
The first is the law and the executor of law are different.
法律的本身是好的。
Law is good.
但是执法的人是要知法犯法，结果不必要被罚。
But the executor of law want to know law and find a loopholes. And yet himself will not be judged by laws.
研究忠诚，研究 经济伦理的人
and the one who studied economic theory
以及经济理论的人
and economic theory
他们本身呢只有自私的经济利益没有大同的经济的这个想法
so they only have the individual knowledge of economic macro area
没有办法搞好
so there's no way for them to be good
把这些推到宗教性来的时候
if we put all this religious nature
就是保罗这一章第二章所提到的事情
and that's what Paul mentioned in Romans chapter 2
你这些犹太人啊
and you Jews
你说别人不可以犯这个罪
you ask that not to sin
你竟然自己犯这个罪
but you yourself sin
你以为你是外邦人的光
you thought you're the light of the Gentiles
你是人家的老师
and you are the master of others
你是这个世界的导师
and you are the teacher of the world
你是领瞎子走路的人
and you are the one to guide the blind
你自己所犯的罪就是你指责别人所那些人类
but the sins you are committed are the sins you judge others
所以你怎样能够做别人的榜样
so how can you be examples of others 所以
当犹太人听保罗对他们这样不客气的责备他只能生气只能愤恨不能悔改
so when a Jew hear this rebuke coming for fall they only can get angry cannot repent
所以有宗教的人士
so religious people
如果没有对真理谦卑
if they are not humble to the truth
他只能用宗教做挡箭牌来恨你来抵挡你
they can only use that religion as a shield to hate you but not to love you
宗教把自己绝对化等于就是真理的时候
so when religion absolutely itself as truth
产生的宗教战争就比所有的战争更可怕
It produces religious war which is more horrifying and more cruel.
无论什么宗教都有这个可能。
No matter what religion, you have this possibility.
我在曼谷讲道的时候
When I was preaching in Bangkok,
有人把我带到一个庙里面。
There was a person who bring me to a temple.
这个庙里面有一个玉做的符。
And there is a Buddha made by jade.
整块玉把它做成一个符。
One whole jade carved into Buddha.
那么呢，这一个呢，在这个中南半岛的人。
And this person in that area,
特别是泰国跟缅甸
and especially Burma and also this Thailand,
他们都相信
they believe,
这一个佛在哪里，哪里就有和平
wherever this Buddha is, there will be peace.
所以呢，在历史上为了要和平，他们就打仗
So down in the history, because they want peace, they have wars.
要把这个佛带到缅甸去
to bring this to Myanmar.
等到打到缅甸去的时候
after they brought to Myanmar,
泰国就惧怕。这个去了，我们就没有和平。
And Thailand is thinking this Buddha has gone, we have no peace now.
再把那个符把它拿回来。
So they brought this Buddha there to.
拿回来，他们就不肯给他拿。
And they don't want them to take it away.
再打仗。
So they have war again.
结果我就问他，这个符是带来和平还是带来打仗
？So I asked them whether this Buddha has brought them peace or war.
那您明白我的意思吗
？Now you understand.
观念中间要的是和平。
In the concept, we want peace.
但是这个和平受了符的。空间限制的影响
But this peace has been confined by the spatial area
只有在我这里
Only if it's here that I peace
我要打你
So I have to fight you
把这个拿过来
And they bring you here
你再打我
And they fight me
再拿过去
And I go there
结果为了和平而打仗
So because of peace they want to fight
所以结果呢不是真正的和平
So not true peace that they enjoy
所以呢是至今东征也是
And even the crusade wars
引起了到现在几百年回教徒跟基督徒在地上的争斗没有止
境 Even hundreds of years later the Muslim and the Christian still fighting
宗教本身是好的吗
religion is it good by itself yes
理念都是好的
and all the ideology are good
这个观念目标都是好的
our concept our purpose is good
但是宗教在有罪的人身上的时候罪人的本身是不好的
but upon the sinner because the human nature is bad and this religion then bad
保罗在这里批判犹太人
Paul is here criticizing the Jews
你以为你是外邦人的光
you thought you are the light of the Gentiles
你是愚蠢人的先生
but you thought you are the teacher of the fool
你是领瞎子的
you thought the one who guide the blind
你所犯的罪就同你所指责的是一样的。
But your sin you committed is the same as one you judge.
25节的他怎么样讲
？Verse 25 says,
如果你有律法
，If you have the law,
我问你，你行不行啊
？Do you practice?
我有。
I have.
行不行
？Do you do it?
有而不行。
You have it, you don't do it.
跟没有而不行。
And as compared to you don't have it, you don't do it.
哪一个不好啊
？Which is better?
我再问你啊。有律法而不行
You have the law, you don't do it
跟没有律法而不行
But you don't have the law, you don't do it
哪一个好啊
Which is better
不行就是不行哪里有好的
There's no way to compare
所以我问你哪一个好啊你应该说两个都不好
You will say that both are good
我再问你哪一个更不好
But which is the worst
你才回答了
Then you will say
所以你听我讲到你的逻辑思想受训练你懂吗
So you must be training your logic
所以你答问题都不会随便乱答了
So you won't just simply answer
有时候我故意问了你乱一下
Sometimes I'll ask, so they are confused.
那么你就慢慢学会哦，原来我不是太聪明的。
Then you said I'm not too intelligent.
我就不要太骄傲。
Then I won't be too proud.
好，我再问你。
One more time.
有律法行。
You have the law, you do it.
好不好？
Is it good?
啊，现在又不一样了哈。我的问题不一样了。有律法行，好不好？
You have the law and you do. Is it good?
好。
Yes, good, good, good. Of course.
行叫做行，不行叫做不行嘛。
And good is good.
有律法行。
You have the law, you do it. Is it good?
好。
Yes.
有律法不行。
You have the law, you don't do
it. 好不好？
Is it good?
不好。
No good.
没有律法行。
If no law, you do it.
好不好？
Is it good?
你要问行什么？
What do you do?
你要就好好好好。没有律法行。
You don't know law, you have to do it.
行什么？
What do you do?
没有律法不行。
You don't have a law, you don't
do it. 好不好？
Is it good?
所以这里不是两个，变成四个的问题了。
So now you have four questions.
有律法。
With the law.
没有律法。
No law.
有律法去行。
With law and do it.
没有律法不去行。
With law, don't do it.
没有律法行。
You don't have a law, you do it.
有律法不去行。
And you don't have a law, you don't do it.
四种逻辑的可能性在里面。
Four logical possibilities.
那么保罗在这里不讲那些呢，这个没有律法行出什么的。
And Paul doesn't talk about those who don't have a law and what do they do.
他就提到，如果没有律法，却能行出律法，假如行的是律法。
Paul is saying that if you don't have a law, you can do something which is of law.
你说怎么可能？
How is it possible?
没有律法怎么会行出律法？
You don't have a law, how can you practice something which is of law?
其实前面已经告诉我们。
Before that is at all.
因为上帝已经把一些基本律法的原则放在人心里面刻下去。
Because God imprinted some of these basic laws in our heart.
所以呢，这个经验主义大师，英国的哲学家 John Locke 的理论是错的。
So the imperialist of the Great Britain John Locke is wrong.
你们读教育学的人
，When you study education，
你们研究人性论的人
，You talk about doctrine of human nature。
你们知道 John Locke 有一个思想叫做 tabula rasa。
You know tabula rasa of John Locke。
听过的举手。你刚刚听什么没听过
？You just heard it。
你都听过对不对
？You just heard it。
这是第一次听，那就很少了。
But this is the first time you heard it。
Tabula rasa 是什么呢
？Tabula rasa what does it mean？
The blank tablet。
就是我们空白的板。
Tabula 拉丁文是什么意思？拉丁文就是这个 tablet。
In Latin means tablet or 板。
Rasa 就是空白。
Rasa means empty。
Tabula rasa 什么意思呢
？Tabula rasa
就是人的心本是一片空白。
Just to say that man's heart is actually empty whiteness。
所以生出来的时候很天真。
So when he's born, he's so naive。
天真就从天上掉下来的真正的。
And also naive means fallen from heaven。
中文的 innocent， 中文的天真，英文翻译 innocent， 没有中文的好。
Innocent，
这个是天真、天然的真真的。
Natural and it's honest.
你看小孩子的眼睛，蓝的很美丽。
You know this baby's eyes are blue and so beautiful.
你看七十岁的老人家又黄又难看。
You see the 70 years old, they are so dark and so ugly.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为小孩子刚生出来那个蓝那个白是 tabula rasa。
Because when the baby is just born, that's tabula rasa.
后来到了二三十岁，吃了很多药了 ，antibiotic 了，这个药了，那个，慢慢就黄，又有血丝，又这个，到了六七十岁的时候，除了黑的，其他就不黑不白。
When it comes to 20 or 30, all have been polluted by all the medicine and other things.
所以我还没有讲，他讲的 polluted.
All have been polluted.
被玷污了。
He has been polluted.
你懂吗？你说小孩子说，乖乖啊。
When you tell a kid, be quiet.
乖乖。
Because、
爸爸讲什么你都要听啊
！Listen to what the father says.
因为他以为你是真理嘛。
Because he thought you are the truth.
爸爸讲的你都要听。
Whatever father says, you must listen. Yes, yes.
后来他照听了。
Later he listened.
因为爸爸是伟大的。
Because the father is a greater one.
爸爸是真理嘛
？Yes, he's the truth.
后来有一个人客来了。
But then there's a guest who come.
你很讨厌见到人客。
That you don't like this guest.
你对你的孩子说。
You tell the son.
你告诉他。
Tell him.
爸爸不在。
Papa is not here.
他就跑出去。
And then he ran out.
爸爸对我说，告诉你他不在。
Papa tell me that he said that he's not here.
哇，你在房间听着气死，糟糕了。
So you heard in the room, you got so angry.
他没有错啊。
He's not wrong.
因为他是 tabula rasa.
Because he's tabula rasa.
他很天真嘛。
He's very naive.
他照着你讲的去讲。
According to what he said, he said.
这样乖的孩子还不好吗
？Such a good child.
气死了。
You're so get angry.
他应该问你气什么
？What do you get angry with?
你这样笨。
You're so foolish.
你生的嘛。 你怎么讲这样的话？
But to me, how can I say that?
是你告诉我的吗？
You told me to do so.
如果孩子坏，是你教坏的，你懂吗？
If the son is bad, it's because you
teach him bad. 你说
没有啊？ I did. I said, be good.
我是教他好嘛？
I teach him be good.
你是用理念教他好。
But you use an idea to teach him.
你的具体行动是教他坏，你懂
吗？ But your concrete action teach him to be bad.
So you never efficiently teach successfully with your words.
你常常不能够有效地用你的话语把他教成好。
You always efficiently, successfully teaching your children by your deeds.
你常常有效的、很成功的用你的行为来教导他们。
这是不教育的教育。
And this is the teaching of no teaching.
因为你没有目的那样教，结果没有目的的教成功，有目的的就教不成功。
Because you teach without purpose, yet it got achieved.
好，那么小孩子的心真正塔布拉拉萨吗
？So what about children? Has that heart all really tabula rasa?
圣经否定就是。
The Bible deny that.
圣经提到两个可能性。
The Bible mentions about two possibilities.
一个可能性。
The first.
上帝已经把律法的功用刻在人心里。
God has also imprinted the function of law in us.
你的小孩子有良心吗
？You say the children have conscience?
就是基督教跟 Sigmund Freud 弗洛伊特的心理学不同的地方。
This is the difference of Christian psychology and Freud's psychology.
弗洛伊特说呢，良心是教出来的。
Freud said that our conscience is the one being educated.
良心知识是后天性的。
And also it comes after our teaching.
罗马书第二章说不是。
Romans chapter 2 say no.
你说小孩子，我们不教他什么叫好，什么叫坏，他怎么知道什么好？
If the children, if we don't teach them what is good, what is evil, how can they know?
我告诉你，甚至还不会讲话的 baby， 他眼睛看。你一直看一直看他慢慢就知道对他好的比对他坏的更好对他坏的比对他好的更坏这有一点魏忠贤式的伦理你懂不懂魏忠贤呢、啊、中国历史的一个人物皇帝问他说谁是好人
Who is a good man, the bad,
谁是坏人
Who is a bad man?
他说很简单
Very simply,
反对我好的是好人
The one who treat me good is good
反对我坏的是坏人
The one who treat me bad is bad
对不对
Is that right?
对不对？对不对
？Is that right？
哦，你现在看我的问题越难越来越不敢答了。
So now you're more intelligent to answer question now.
我告诉你，听我讲道的一定更聪明，不会说你听了我讲的笨笨没有。
So if you listen to me, you'll be more intelligent now.
我再问你，对我好的是好人。
He who is good to me is good.
对坏我对我坏的是坏人。
He who is bad to me is bad.
对不对
？Is that right？
不对
，No，
为什么呢
？Why？
因为要拐孩子的人，常常对孩子特别好。
Because the one who wants to adapt children will be good to the children。
所以有的人说你很好，好。
Some say you're good。
你不要告诉你，他说的好好是好欺负，你懂吗
？Wow, it's good. It's good to be bullied。
或者你很好，好好利用。
Well, you're good to be used。
你好好好拆死。
You're good to be sent。
所以我们一定要智慧聪明。
So you must be wise and intelligent。
好，所以小孩子懂得哪一个好，哪一个坏。
So the children know who is good, who is bad。
他有一个基本的测量在他。
Because there is a very fundamental basic kind of measure。
我的母亲读书不高。
My mother did not have much education。
但是她是我认为最有智慧的人之一。
By one of the most wise women I know。
所以她生的孩子也不错嘛。
So the children she gave birth to is not bad。
我的妈妈怎么教我的
？You know how my mother teach me？
你做错了。
When you're wrong。
是吗
？Is that right？
没有。
No。
我没有错。
I've not run wrong。
好，板起脸孔来。
And she put out the face。
我要你严肃思想，你是不是做错？你自己。
I want to think it very serious. Have you done it wrongly？
是的，我错。
Yes, yes, I'm wrong。
你错多少严重，你知道吗
？You know how serious your wrong is? I don't know。
我从小给他这样训练的。
So since I was young, I was trained by her。
你有错。
You're wrong。
这手拿出来。
And put out your hand.
我手拿出来，我知道要打了。
When I put a hand, she want to beat me.
我三岁就没有父亲了。
I was without father at the age of three.
做我母亲不容易。
So to be my mother is not easy.
因为我哥哥兄弟很调皮的。
Because all my brothers are very bad.
那么
naughty.
Naughty 不是 bad.
Naughty.
弄错了，对不对？翻译要准确才好。
Very naughty.
那么呢，他就说了。
And she said,
你要我打你几次
？How many times you want to beat me?
哇，
me.
这一招很厉害。
It's very, very, very good.
我总是回答一次。
I say once.
因为两次比一次多一次，对不对
？Because twice we one more than one.
他说不。
She said no.
要几次
？How many times?
我想为什么妈妈这样问呢
？Why is the mother ask me this way?
因为她要用公义处理罪恶。
Because she want to use righteousness to deal with evil.
你明白吗
？Do you know?
我 要公义处理罪恶。
Because righteousness to deal with evil.
但是他不要用他的方法来处理。
But she doesn't want to use her method.
他要你先自己承认你应该打几次。
She wants us to confess how many times we should be beaten.
我当然一定说一次。
Of course, I say one.
因为一次所有数里面最小的。
Because one's the least.
当然零点一更小，但是没有办法打零点一。
Of course, 0.1 is the most smaller, but we don't have 0.1.
他一定说不。
She say no.
你的过错大过一次的刑罚。
Your wrong is greater than one bit.
我就慢慢讲两次。
I said two.
他说不。
She said no.
所以每次他要打我，我们先讨价还价。
So、every time when she wants to discipline us, we got to bargain.
讨价还价到一个程度。
Bargain until certain stage.
他感到满意了。
She finds that it's fine.
开始打我。
And she starts to beat me.
而我被打的时候呢
？When I've been beaten.
每一次数算。
Every time when I count.
我自己就在比较我的错误。跟他的打是不是配合
？And I compare my wrong and the beating. Is it in harmony?
打完了以后
，After that，
我甘愿
，I was willing。
我走过去
，I went there。
我一方面痛，一方面气，瞪着妈妈，一方面佩服他算准我应该打几次。
One end I was so angry, I was so painful, but yeah, I know she's just。
你现在听我讲到，以后回去教孩子修一点。
So you learn something from me, how to teach。
但是不要今天突然间几次几次。
But doesn't that change how many times, how many times?
这个很重要，为什么很重要？
This is important, you know why?
每一个人都有一种对罪的这个程度的感受。
Because every person has the knowledge of degree of a sin.
后来我自己在教育界里面教书到现在30多年了。
Later I was teaching for 30 years.
我已经教书40多年了。
More than 40 years.
教神学30多年了。
And teach theology for 30 years.
教哲学30年了。
Philosophy 30 years.
我从教书到现在40多年。
But from teaching until now more than 40 years.
我看那么多教育学的书，没有看到有一本像我妈妈这样教法。
I see many books of education, not single one teach like the way my mother teaches.
我很佩服她。
So I admire her most.
她已经离开世界了。
She has now left the world.
她没有。丈夫陪同她的时候
，She doesn't have a husband to accompany her.
自己做工
，She got to work.
从早到晚
，From the morning till night.
辛苦做工
，Very late.
养大7个男孩子
，To bring up 7 sons.
1个女孩子
，And one girl.
一个一个教导
，And one by one, she teach.
成为对社会、对神、对国家、对教会、对人民有益处的人。
Become someone who is beneficial to the society, to the church and the rest.
她才甘愿。
And then she feels she's good.
当我是五六岁的时候
，When I was 15 or 16,
她把我叫到她面前。
She asked me to come.
她也讲一句话。
And she said,
现在
，Now,
我放心了。
And now I let loose my heart.
如果我把你放到全世界什么地方去，我都不再挂虑。
If I let you go to any place in the world, I won't get worried.
因为我知道。
Because I know.
你心里有上帝。
In your heart, you have God.
你敬畏上帝。
You honor God.
你懂得怎么样尽责任对神对人。
You know how to do your responsibility to God and man.
可以不必为你的道德的前途在挂虑。
I don't have to worry about your ethics.
啊，这个为我们从小每天早上一个钟头为孩子祷告的母亲。
And this mother every time every morning she pray for 1 hour for the children.
她15岁的时候。
When she was 15.
对我的道德讲了这句话。
And when I was 15, she told me this about ethics.
我的眼泪差不多流出来。
So I nearly shed my tears.
但是到17岁的时候
，When I was 17,
我受进化论、无神论者辩证、唯物共产主义，整个的信仰崩溃。
I was actually troubled by all this thought and philosophy thinking. My faith was corrupted.
他再做最后一次的挂心。
And once again, she was worried.
但是我信仰建立起来以后
，Then when my faith was established,
他。从那个时候开始，知道我奉献做传道，就每一个拜六为我进食祷告。
And henceforth, she knows that every day, on every Saturday, she fasts and prays for me.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，My dear brothers and sisters,
人之所以是人呢
？Man as man,
你的人里面有上帝已经写在心板上的律法。
Because in man has imprinted the law written by God.
律法内容不清楚。
The law, the content of the law is not clear.
律法功用、责任感是很重的刻在里面。
But the function and responsibility of man is now imprinted in us.
很必要的关头。
When there's a need,
我们会对自己的行为产生回应。
Then we respond to our action.
里面有个衡量的作用。
And try to measure.
有个批判的功用。
Try to critique.
有个自我境界的功用。
And try to have self-warning.
我有个犯过之后自我审判的功用。
And also after we have sinned, we know that there's a function to judge ourselves.
你说如果有这个，那么为什么要再把律法赐给以色列人？
If that is so, why is that God going to give law to the Jews?
因为我们的本性有了罪的玷污。
Because our human nature has been polluted by sin.
所以那个功用常常失真。
So many times this function is inferior.
我特别用失真这个字。
It's inferior.
Distorted.
Distorted.
No more faithful to the original.
不再对我们原本的忠心。
所以我们许多时候衡量个人不同。
So many times the measure of each individual is different.
我们都知道不好。
We know it's not good.
但对有一些人不好是很可怕的事情。
To some, this no good is very serious.
对另外一些人不好就算了嘛。
To some other, it's okay.
反正不好就是不好嘛。
Because no good is no good.
何况大家的不好也不错。
And since everybody is no good, it's okay.
每个人都犯罪，一同下地狱也很热闹。
Then everybody sin, we go to the hell together. It's so busy.
所以就不把事态当作严重。
So we don't deem it as serious.
所以律法一定要赐下来。
So law must be given.
当律法赐下来的时候。
When law is given,
神的心意就表明在里面。
God's heart is manifested in it.
神的本性就照射出来。
And God's nature is being shown out.
三大本性。
And three great natures.
神的良善。
God's goodness.
神的这个公义。
God's righteousness.
神的圣洁。
God's holiness.
当我们讲到罗马书第七章的时候，要很加强这几方面的研讨。
When you talk about Romans chapter 7, we want to study more on this.
这三个本性。
These three natures of God.
人的法律跟人的道德生活最重要的基础。
It is the most important foundation of morality and also of lawful nature.
今天全世界每个国家的法律，我们不能离开十条诫命的基础，是人类法律的根本。
Today, for the law of all nations, they cannot depart from the Ten Commandments of the Bible.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
my dear brothers and sisters,
神既然把这法律的功用放在每一个人的心里
，since God has given this function of law in every one of us，
再把这些法律的明文赐给犹太人
，and this written law has been given to the Jews。
所以保罗就讲了二十五节以后的话了。
Paul's narrated statement after verse 25。
你有律法吗？
You have laws?
你骄傲吗?
You're proud?
问题不是有没有可以不可以骄傲。
The problem is not whether you can be proud because you have it or not.
问题是你有了你行不行出来。
The problem is whether you have it, do you do it?
如果你有律法。
You have the laws?
你没有行。
If you don't do it,
那有什么意思?
What's the purpose?
如果有人没有律法。
If you have no law,
他们行出一些合乎律法的事。
You do something which according to law,
那你不羞愧吗?
Then are you not put to shame?
有时候你对你的孩子说。
Sometimes you tell your children,
你爸爸从前要读书没有钱。
Your father in the past,
用功的半年。
And then we work so hard.
现在给你这么多钱你不输。
Now we give you so much money, you don't study.
你真的不要的孩子。
And also you're
a piece of sand.
I clap you.
你为打了两巴掌他就努力读书。
You think two slaps you will now wake, be awake?
他没有努力读书。
She doesn't study hard.
他去找那些读那些书怎样对付严格的爸爸的书。
Study book, how to deal with the father.
所以更气的办事。
So all the more you get angry.
所以问题是有跟没有谁是有谁是没有呢。
So to ask, who is the one who possess, who is the one who doesn't possess?
所以保罗这里把犹太人宗教的根基错误的那些动机都把它挖出来了。
So Paul now dig out all the wrong motive of religions of all people.
你有律法吗?
You have laws?
你有没有行?
Do you do it?
你行出来吗?
Have you done it?
如果你有律法没有行,
If you have the law, you don't do it.
有什么用呢?
What's the purpose?
那些没有律法而行出来的人。
And he who doesn't have the law and do it.
不是比你更好吗?
Is any better than you do?
如果这样就不需要宗教了。
If that's so, then we don't need religion.
反正我们把心中的道德力行出来就可以了。
Because if we will practice the heart of law, that's good enough.
这就是自然神论的宗教观念。
And that is a concept of deism.
所以在十八世纪的时候。
So at the 18th century.
英国的 Chelbury 有一个人。
Chabri, a person there.
这个人呢叫做什么呢
What's his name?
叫做 Mr. Herbert.
Mr. Herbert.
这个人就发明了一种自然神论。
He have also invented called the deist.
然后再发挥变成自然宗教。
And they went deistic religion.
只要你相信有上帝。
If only you believe in God.
只要你没有违背良心。
If you don't do against your conscience.
这样做人就可以不必上教堂也不要紧。
Then even if you don't go to church, okay.
所以呢犹太人的这种上教堂而没有行律法就形成了那些反对这些有而不行的人产生谁的没有自我尊行就够了的另外一个极端出来。
So the Jews, they had a law, they don't do it because of the causes to produce those to them the laws, but they do what law demands.
那么保罗是不是赞成自然神论这种宗教呢?
Paul, does he agree with this deist?
绝对不是。
No.
但是保罗知道自然神论的一些基础也是从神而来。
But Paul knows that this deist have some foundation that come from God.
所以自然神论相信有神创造万有。
These believe that God has created the universe.
就符合了罗马书第一章第十九、第二十。
So it is in harmony with Romans chapter 1 verses 19 and 20.
自然神论论的人与生俱来有道德力的自救。
Deisms deem that we have the intuition that come from our conscience.
所以这种的与生俱来的，这个叫做的 naturally gifted， 或者叫做 a priori。就是鲜艳的这种这个知识是神已经放在了里面。
So this a priori or innate kind of knowledge given to us by God who has implanted us.
那么这不等于说律法是没有功用。
So it doesn't mean that law doesn't function.
因为神把道赐下变成文字的时候，这是一件伟大的事宜。
Because when God has given the law and it becomes the written word, that's a very great thing.
如果贝多芬没有把灵里面音乐的灵感写成伟大的乐章，那我们损失多少你就不知道。
If Beethoven has not written his musical inspiration in the scores, we don't know how much we've lost.
每一次当有旋律来到我心中的时候，
Every time when it's a melody that comes to me,
我知道它是一去不返。
I know that you'll go and never come back.
我一定快快找一张纸。
So I must find a paper.
就写在里面。
And then write down.
所以上个月这一个月我的机票后面有好几首曲子写出来。
So last month until today, even behind my etiquette, I have many melodies.
突然发现我整个身上只有机票后面可以写一些东西。
And suddenly I find only my etiquette at the back, I can write something.
那么这个写下来不等于说只要有音乐就好了嘛。
It doesn't mean that what is written down when there's music is good enough.
所以神把道赐下来的时候，
When God has given the word,
变成文字，
When it's being written,
不是没有用。
It has a function.
虽然道德的功能已经刻在里面，
Even though the function of law has been imprinted in us，
但道德的字句曾经刺下来，
But then the written law has been given。
现在我要问一个问题，
I want to ask a question，
就是道德的意义跟道德的字句哪一个大呢？
The meaning of law and the written of writtenness of law， which is more important？
哪一个大呢？
Which is more important？ Which is greater？
道德的意义跟道德的字句哪一个大呢？
The meaning of law and the literature of law is greater.
当然意义更大。
Of course the meaning is greater.
字句至少已经载了意义的一部分在里面。
But then the written law has carried some of the meaning of that law.
所以中国人知道用这句话来描写文以什么载道，对不对？
And that's why the Chinese say the words must carry the word.
文以载道。
And also the written word must carry the word.
文句有限。
Because written words are limited.
语法有限。
Grammar are limited.
文字所表彰的意思也有限。
And written words also cannot express fully.
但是还是好过没有写下来。
But it's better than not writing it down.
被启示下来的圣经。
So the Bible which has been inspired.
被写下的律法。
And law which has been written.
不能完全达到意义的总和。
Even though it cannot come to the summation of meaning of it.
至少把意义的归纳已经记载下来。
But at least you have written now the meaning of the law.
这样的圣经就有一些警告了。
And that's why the Bible comes some warning.
字句是叫人死。
Letters call us to death.
经义叫人活。
But the meaning causes us to be alive.
为什么唐牧师每次你读三节就讲一大堆？
And how come you read three verses you can preach so much?
你这么啰嗦的。
You are so long with it.
你要不要我就念给你完了就和大家回家？
Once I just read to you and then you can go back home.
你有一些人说因为这样解释了我就知道哦里面的意义这么深这么广这么有用。
Because we see the exposition, then you know that how profound the meaning is.
所以解经的目的。
So to interpret.
不是在彰显一个人有多学问。
Not to manifest how much you are knowledgeable.
解经的目的。
The purpose of interpretation.
是要把圣经里面意义把它表彰出来。
You want to manifest the meaning of the Bible.
所以我对我的学生说。
To my student, I say.
好的讲道。
A good sermon.
是想的深。讲的浅。
You think it deep, but you preach it shallow.
想的多。讲的少。
You think it more, you preach it less.
反过来的。
In the reverse.
不好的讲道。
A bad sermon.
是想的浅，讲的很深。
You think it shallow, you preach it deep.
想的很少，讲了一大堆。
You think it only a little bit, but you preach too much.
结果听的人说不必说，不必说，你不讲我也知道了。
And that's why many of the audience say, don't have to say anything because I know what to say.
你不必讲，不必讲，你没有想过的我都想过了。
Because when I thought, I know I have thought through.
那这就没有意义了。
So there's no meaning.
所以你把这意义表达出来的时候。
So when you express the meaning,
那就是个忠于语言作者。
Which means you must be faithful to the original author.
我是 Jakarta Oratorio Society 的创办人。
I'm the founder of Jakarta Oratorio Society.
我有百人诗班。
I have the choir of 100 persons.
我们每年几次音乐大会。
And each year a few times of this concert.
而我们古典音乐的演唱会。
And when you hear the performing from the classical music.
这十年来已经成为整个 Jakarta 最多听众的古典音乐的演奏会。
They come this past 10 years that catches the most audience.
那现在我除了自己指挥以外
，Other than I conduct myself，
我们还有一两个副指挥。
We have one or two associate conductors.
我问他们
，I ask them，
指挥的真正的责任是什么
？What is the true responsibility of conductor？
是不是在空中炒面
？Just a frying meal？
不是
，Yeah, no。
那么指挥的责任是什么呢
？What's the responsibility of conductor？
是什么呢
？What's the
responsibility？ 是不是叫所有唱的人一直看你怎么表演
？So everybody will see you how to perform。
不是。
No，
指挥的责任是什么
？The duty of conductor
是抓紧时间打准拍子，给他没有跑掉。
So have the right timing and rhythm。
那个是指挥小学生。
And that is to conduct the small boys。
三四一二三四，你就一三二五不能了，你就一二三四下去了。
So you conduct one by one。
我告诉你，指挥有两个责任。
Two responsibilities of a
conductor. 第一个责任
，conductor what the first，
忠于作曲者。
Be faithful to the author composer。
啊，你注意听啊。
Be careful。
The conductor。Is responsible to be faithful to the original composer.
指挥家的责任呢是对这个原著者来忠心。
第二
，second,
the responsibility of conductor is to make music and interpret it as close as possible to the original tradition and the feeling of the composer.
那个指挥家的这个责任呢，制造这个音乐，而这个音乐呢，能够很忠实的表达这个演奏者的感情等等。
所以这两个是深入，第二个是浅出。
So one is deep, one is shallow.
一个是深深的研究，知道原先的意义同传统。
So deeply you want to study the order, original meaning and tradition.
第二是这个时代明白那个时代。
So that this age can understand that age.
变成历史的接棒人。
So become the one who hold the baton for ages.
不是在哪里炒面的。
So you're not a fry me.
不是在那表演的。
Not just perform.
你每一拍。
Every bit of it.
都要把那个真正的音乐把它表演出来。
You must manifest the true music.
那这样就不是呢用脏的字所能表达的。
So it is not the score that can express it.
比如说
For instance,
命运交响曲。
And this,
贝多芬的第五。
Beethoven number five.
滴滴滴当。你不能滴滴滴当。不能够滴滴滴当。那个都为什么要加重呢？
Why say you might have that beat emphasized?
除了他在第一音以外
，other than it was the first beat，
他要把一个很重要的主题用两个音表达。
Also, you want to benefit the theme with two notes.
所以就滴滴滴哒
，and with that music，
滴滴滴滴哒哒哒滴哒哒哒哒，滴滴滴哒哒哒滴滴滴哒哒滴滴滴咚，咚，叮，为什么不要咚咚叮？没有力的，对不对？所以这个到底贝多芬要表达什么
？So what Beethoven want to express here？
所以怪不得。
So no wonder.
你指挥第十七世纪的音乐。
When you conduct the 17th century music,
你要懂得十七世纪的法国。
You must know the France in 17th century or Italy.
那时的文化怎
么样 ？And the culture at the time.
那时的文学怎么样
？And the literature at the time.
那时的政治怎么样
？And the politics of the time.
那时的人社会的生活习惯怎么样
？And the life style of the time.
那是整个时代精神怎么样
？And the spirit of the time.
你只表达十七世纪的音乐。
Because you're expressing the 17th century music.
整个人就要对十七世纪了解。
So you must understand the 17th century.
融入十七世纪的生命。
So you be immersed in the life.
发挥成十七世。自己生命要表达的音乐生活。
And then what kind of music you want to express then?
所以指挥不是在你有一个人就说那个人做什么，人家弹琴他一直在那边做什么的。
So someone want to ask me that conductor what's he doing waving the hand?
又没有声音在那里就走走走。
He's not that very sound, he's just waving the hands.
最没有用就是这个。
So he's the least of use.
大家都有乐器，他没有乐器。
Everybody has music instrument, he doesn't have.
大家在弹，他在那边指来指去。
Everybody is playing, he's just pointing.
哎，我才知道这个人笨到这个地步。
So he's so fool, I say.
我说那些人所有的声音要怎么表达，就是根据他的指挥。
It will be according to what he conduct, all the music instrument know how to express it.
所以你不怪得指挥的薪水最贵的。
So to know that this that the conductor have the highest salary.
除了我以外。
Other than me.
哎呀，因为你很便宜，你没有程度，是不是
？Because I don't have a standard, say.
因为我自己创办的，而且为主办。所以我是没有拿薪水。
Because I'm the founder, I don't take any salary.
好，我们继续讲下去。
So continually.
所以当这个意义
，So when the meaning
比写下的音符更大的时候
，Is when it's greater than the written notes.
你不是单单看音符
，You're not just looking at the notes.
因为你会死在那边。
Because you'll be dead there.
音乐有的把它唱活出来
，Music to be livened.
有的唱到死板板的
，Some is still dead.
为什么呢
？Why?
你的音乐不是机器。
Because music is not machine.
你明白吗
？Do you know?
我看很多人弹琴是机器在响，不是音乐在响。
When I see many people playing the piano, they're just saying music.
不一样。
Machine.
耶稣是我最好的朋友。 这是机器。
This machine.
耶稣是我最好朋友。这是音乐。
This music.
你懂吗？
Do you know?
啊，读圣经也是如此。
The same thing with when you read the Bible.
你读到圣经的意义。
When you read until you know the meaning of it.
读到圣经的字句。
Or when you read the letters of it.
像小孩子背书一样的。
And like a small kid that recites.
因为世人都犯了罪，谁可以天上地的荣耀？
So you just recite.
他在唱来唱去就是那死板的声音。
He was singing and the dead music.
因为世人都犯了罪。
Because the whole world have sinned.
上帝的荣耀。
And the force of the glory of God.
不一样的。
That's different.
所以圣经说。
The Bible says.
上帝啊。
God.
求你给我。
Give me.
从你的律法中看见奇妙。
From your law I see wonders.
我们也从字句中也看见经义。
From letters I see meaning.
我们从经文中也看见信息。
From passages I see message.
从死的纸张看见活的生命的道。
From the dead paper I see the living word.
啊，这个就是读经。
That's reading the Bible.
明白神的道。
To understand the word of God.
不是单单用知识去认字的一种明白。
Not to use the knowledge to learn the letters.
生命去共鸣信息能力的一种明白。
By using your life to have resonance together with this word.
保罗说。
And Paul said.
你有律法吗？
Do you have laws?
你受割礼吗？
But are you being circumcised?
我告诉你。
I tell you.
如果有律法。
If you have the laws.
你也会背了。
And you can recite.
不懂。
You don't know.
你也不行出来。
You don't do it.
那些没有立法的。
Those that have a law.
就胜过你了。
They're better than you do.
你受割礼吗？
Are you being circumcised?
受了割礼以后。
When you have the circumcision.
你还是犯罪。
You still sin.
那些不受割礼的。
And those who are not circumcised.
比你更强。
They're better than you do.
当然，保罗的意思不是劝人家不守律法、不受割礼、不做礼拜、不需要宗教。
Of course, Paul is not teaching that you don't be circumcised, don't obey the law. No.
保罗是说你单单有以色是没有用。
Paul is just saying you have a ritual is no good.
你要有真正心灵里面的生命才有用。
You must have a true life of heart.
昨天呢？
Yesterday,
我是累得不得了。
I was so exhausted.
你们知道我们前天结束的。
You know, day before yesterday when it ended,
我赶到飞机场。
I went to the airport.
要坐五点的飞机。
I went to catch a 5 o'clock flight.
飞机呢，到了新加坡。
And when we reach Singapore,
再等一个钟头。
And wait for another 1 hour.
再换另外一架飞机。
And change another plane.
再到 Jakarta.
And came to Jakarta.
到了 Jakarta 以后。
In Jakarta.
还有一些事情要谈。
And I was something to discuss with
my friend. 所以我到家里已经11:45
了。So my ritual is 11:45.
陈主任牧师跟我到我家住。
And the Reverend Chan was with me.
我要交代很多的事情。
So I have to make many things clear.
因为他今天开始要在我的神学院教书。
Because he's going to teach my seminar today.
我谈到差不多晚上11:00。
Until 1 a.m.
然后我7点要讲到，我要再预备再思想。
So I have to preach at 7 a.m. I've got to prepare.
2:30睡觉。
2:30 I slept.
昨天早上。
And yesterday morning.
不到6点就要起来。
And I woke up less than 6 a.m.
我很想睡到6:10。
I want to sleep until 6:10.
5点一刻不知道谁打电话给我。
But 5:15 someone call me.
Hello.
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 这边哈，那边没有楼。
No 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 respond.
我放下去。
So I put it down.
就不能睡了。
I couldn't sleep.
所以我就睡3个多钟。
So I slept only for 3 hours.
那么6点的时候。
At 6.
我已经洗澡，已经预备好了。
I was prepared.
7点要讲到。
Because I'm preaching 7.
到了11:30两次聚会以后。
And after 11:30 the second session.
赶到飞机场去。
I went to the airport.
12:30准时飞机起飞。
12:30 it took off.
我说这一个钟头半我要睡觉。
I said this 1.5 hours I want to sleep.
所以我今天一定没有办法了。
So I have no way.
因为到了这个新加坡，进到旅馆平常是4点。
So when I reached Singapore, I entered the hotel 4 p.m.
就又要出发了，因为5点讲到了。
Because I preached at 5.
所以我想今天飞机上我一定要睡觉。
So I said I must sleep on the plane.
当我上飞机的时候。
So when I went up to the.
看到一份报纸。
Flight.
好了，看不看睡不睡先拿。
I took a paper.
我就拿了报纸。
I took that paper.
要睡的时候。
Before I sleep.
看到第一面。
First page.
我眼睛就睁得很大。
So my eyes glazed.
为什么呢？
Why?
这题目太吸引人了。
The
哇，这个新闻。
Draw my attention. The title of it.
太可怕了。
The news is so terrifying.
所以我把看的告诉你，好不好？
So,
好不好
I tell you.
连我要睡都不能睡，你哪里听了会睡？对不对
？So even I want to sleep, I cannot sleep. Of course, you will be awake to hear.
他说什么呢
？What he say?
Unholy priest,
不圣洁的这个教师，
不圣洁的教师，
不圣洁的教师
是什么呢
？What is it?
哎呀，一个大大的胖胖的人
，a very fat person,
被迫起来的
，have been a photograph,
衣服是两层的
And two layers on the
skirt. 外面的衣服是绿色的。
The outside was a green one.
里面的衣服是黄色。
Inner one is a yellow one.
所以我很兴趣到底在讲什么。
I was very drawn.
因为谈的 priest 一定是宗教的了。
Because I was talking about priest, it must be contained religion.
Unholy priest 一定是新闻的。
Unholy priest must be a news.
因为平常 priest 是 holy 的。
Because in the ordinary time, priests are holy.
所以我们有的天主教徒叫神父叫 Holy Father。
And that's what some of the Catholics will call their father as Holy Father.
如果有一个人是 unholy pastor,
if there's unholy pastor,
unholy father,
unholy father,
unholy priest,
unholy priest,
一定 something there.
一定里面有东西，
一定有故事的。
There must be a story.
我看了。
So I read.
原来是什么呢
？What is it?
哎呀，原来又在发生一件事情。
One more thing happened.
在泰国。
In Thailand.
抓到一些和尚。
Caught some monks.
白天。穿黄色的
，In the daytime they put in a yellow robe，
真理的衣服
，yellow robe，
到沿街人家给他吃，给他钱
，and everywhere they go to ask for food and money。
想不到到了六点以后
，after six，
他就穿军装
，he put a military clothing，
把这个和尚的衣服包起来
，and wrap their this month amongst a cloth，
坐上很漂亮的汽车
，and also take a very beautiful car，
Mercedes 500 SEL。
This is 500 SEL.
去到哪里呢
？Where did they go?
去找妓女。
Go to a prostitute.
去胡搞。
Go to a prostitute.
后来被抓到了。
And they were caught.
所以报纸登上第一面 ，Unholy Father.
So it's unholy priest. Unholy priest in the first page.
我看看看的，本来要睡就不能睡了。
So I wanted to sleep, I couldn't sleep.
所以这些人给我累上加累。
So I put you more exhausted.
好在今天可以告诉你一点点的事情。
It's good I can tell you some.
配合这一段的经文。
Because go according to this passage.
你有译文。
You have the written words.
你有这宗教的袍。
You have the religious robe.
怪不得法国理性时代的时候。
No matter at
伏尔泰讲一句话。
No matter at the time of the rationality, this
有多少教士
？Some is a matter of priests.
在这渗透里面包了很多罪恶。
They put on this holy cloth, but then in it hidden a lot of sins.
是良善的百姓。
And so that these good people
痛恨入骨
so they hate them.
法国大革命的时候
the French Revolution
曾经有一句最轻看宗教的话语
and there was a statement that despised the religion the most.
他怎么讲的
How he said it?
人类要和平吗
Man, do you want peace?
只有等到一天
Only wait for one day.
那一天呢
That day
就是用最后一个教士的肠
Using the intestine of the last priest
来把最后一个教皇的景象把它勒死了，世界才有平安。
And also, this is to cause to death the wrangling of the neck of the pope.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为他们对宗教恨恶到这个地步。
Because that's the state they hate religion.
当时的宗教呢
？At that time, religion.
亲有钱的贵族。
They only go to the side of the
利用政治的特权
and use the privilege of politics
做了违背宗教意义的事情
They've done a lot of things that go against the meaning of religion
你说这种事呢是宗教教出来的吗
This sort of thing that's being taught by religion
不是
No
这种事是圣经反对的事情
This sort of thing was what the Bible opposed
所以如果有人说基督徒不好你不要说羞耻你你不要骂基督徒我打死你不可以的
A lot of people say that Christian is not good Don't scold them
如果人对我说基督徒不好
If people tell me that Christian is not good
我一定赞成他
I agree with them
是的
Yes
很多基督徒不好
Many Christians are
going to 你到底受了哪个基督徒欺负告诉我
Which Christian have bullied you? Tell me.
我一定要去对付他。
I will go and deal with him.
我们今天做基督徒啊。
Today we as Christians.
不是替基督徒讲话。
We are not going to defend the Christians.
我们有基督教。
We have Christianity.
不是为基督教讲话。
Not for the sake of Christianity.
我们有宗派。
We have the denomination.
不是替宗派讲话。
We are not going to defend the denomination.
我们所以信耶稣是因为我们要走着真理的道理，我们才信耶稣。
We believe in Jesus Christ because we walk in the truth.
你明白我的意思吗
？You understand?
所以我们没有责任替基督徒辩护。
So we don't have the duty to defend Christians.
我们只有为真理辩护。
We only defend for truth.
当基督徒糊涂的时候
，When the Christians are no good,
圣经是批评他。 不是保护他。
The Bible criticized them, not protect them.
所以这一段的圣经的犹太人一定很痛恨的。
So this passage must be one hated by the Jews.
因为这种论调呢
，Because such a teaching,
从刚才我第一句讲的是从犹太宗教的根基把它挖起来。
Because it, I can dig out the foundation of Jews.
因为圣经神就是这样公义的。
Because God is so righteous.
神的公义不是对那些不信的人。
But righteousness of God is not towards non-Christians.
神的公义也对相信他的。
But also to the believers too.
神的审判不是对反对他的。
His judgment.Not only to the one who
opposes him.
Because the Bible said that God's judgment comes from his home first.
Have
you read that?
我今天讲到，之所以有一些人不喜欢。
Today, when I preach somebody dislike, some people dislike.
我知道。
I know.
为什么他不喜欢？
You know why?
因为我所讲的是照着圣经的原则讲。
Because what I preach from the principle of the Bible.
当这样的公义行出来的时候。
When this is righteousness being practiced.
你就不得不看见有许多寻求真理的人就回到上帝。
You have to see that some who stick for the real truth will come back to the Bible.
我们没有照着公义的原则来做上帝的工作。
If you don't do according to the principle of righteousness in God,
不奇怪为什么所谓称为属上帝的人是怎样蹂躏践踏真理。
No wonder those who say who belong to God were the one who trembled this truth.
好像你就现在听完了这些以后
Now after you heard this,
你再读这几节你就更明白我的意思。
If you read these verses, you'll understand more.
我们现在再读好不好？二十五节开始
，verse 25。
好，大家一同开声来读。
We shall read together。
你若是行律法的，隔离固然对你有益；若是犯律法的，你的隔离就算不得隔离。第二十节，所以那未受隔离的，若遵守律法的条例，他虽然未受隔离，岂不是有隔离的吗？第二十七节。而且那本来未受隔离若能全守律法岂不是要审判你这个有异闻和隔离仅犯律法的人吗哇这一节更重了这一节讲什么呢
What does verse 27
say 外邦人要审判你们啊
The Gentile will judge you
不是你们以为你有宗教就看不起外邦人
Why do you think that religion despises the Gentile
你有律法你就看不起外邦人
You have a law you despise the Gentile
你要审判他们吗
You want to judge them
不是
No
他们要审判你
They will judge you
哇你看保罗硬到这个地步
You see, Paul is so hard.
今天传道人敢讲一点点比较重的话我就传道人没有爱心
And even the preacher today want to say this hard word he will say that we have no love
我告诉你保罗讲的硬到这个地步、啊、
Paul is so hard in his word
保罗对他你有没有搞错啊
you, Something's wrong with you
你谂你审判他吧
You think you can judge them
可以审判你啊
He will judge you
我不会讲至少我把我的心里讲出来了。
你
以为你审判他们吗
you think you judge them?
外邦人要审判你、啊。
No, the Gentile will judge you.
你骄傲什么
What can you
我有律法。我有隔离。
I have circumcision.
保罗说你有隔离。
Paul said you have circumcision.
有律法。
You have law.
那些没有隔离。没有律法的人
no law,
如果能行律法
if they can do the law,
不是要审判你
they will judge you.
那你说哇如果这样不信的有的也很好对不对呢
Well, some of the non-Christians are good, you say.、
啊、对不起这里讲什么
No, what it says.
如果能
If it's possible.
有没有能的呢
It's not possible.
保罗不会说如果能。
Paul said if it is possible.
你不要以为说哦就有了。
Don't think that there is.
其实连一个都没有。
Not even one.
那么到底连一个都没有的结论什么时候才出现的
？Then what's the conclusion of this? Not even one.
到第三章二十三节才出现。
You come only in chapter 3.
所以这个保罗这个书信是一章一章一直进步，且听下回分解。
It's chapter by chapter that Paul progresses.
引人入胜。
And so we'll bring you into the truth.
一步一步进到至圣所。
Step by step into the Holy of Holies.
现在他先把犹太人骄傲打下来。
So now he put down the pride of the Jews.
犹太人宗教的根基把它挖出来。
And also dig out the foundation of the Jews.
所以结论是二十八节二十九节。
Verse 28, 29 is the conclusion.
一同来读。一二三。因为外面做犹太人的不是真犹太人。唯有里面做的才是真犹太人真隔离是什么心里的在乎灵不在乎地文这人的称赞不是从人来的乃是从神来的所以这个叫做 paradigm shift
So this is a paradigm shift now.
这个典范的转移了。
Paradigm shift.
犹太人已经几千年在那个 paradigm 里面。
The Jews for thousands of years they are in that paradigm.
他们以为就是这样，真理就是这样，不会再管我了，不会再改我了。我告诉你， 我们如果没有对真理永远继续不断开放，我们绝对不是一个谦卑的。
If we are not open to the truth continually, we are not the one that can change.
我再讲一次。
One more time, I say.
谦卑不是，是啊，不敢当，我不配，那个叫做假冒伪善。
And that's not humility, that's a hypocrite.
那个叫做利多必诈。
And that is that the more you have, the more that you have.
有的人以为他讲，他以为谦卑，不是，那叫做奴才相。
And he is not humble, actually.
那么谦卑是什么？
What about humility?
跟着讲好不好？对真理永无止息的追赶，叫做谦卑。
Forever unceasingly are seeking for the truth.
大家说一二三，谦卑是对真理永无止息的追赶，谦卑是对真理永无停止的开放。大家说。谦卑是对真理永无止息的开放。
Humility means that unceasingly you want to open to the truth.
你说唐牧师这个定义你哪里抄来的？
Where did you copy this definition?
我不是抄来 ，original.
Original.
我自己想出来的。
I thought it myself.
你说你自己做源头不是？
You are not the source.
神的恩典。
God's grace.
当我们从圣经的总原则看的时候
，When we see from the biblical principle，
当一个人对真理一封闭的时候，他就是。
When a person is close to the truth, he's proud.
当一个人对真理打开的，他又谦卑。
When he opens the truth, he's humble.
所以呢，每一个民族开放制度一产生的时候就进步了。
Every race when they are open, then they will progress.
固步自封的时候就失败。
When they're closed, they'll be fallen.
这是一个定理。
This is a law.
为什么大唐盛世呢？
Why is that the Tang Dynasty is so prosperous?
中国的唐朝为什么最光荣、最辉煌，也是全世界 per capita 收入最多的国家？
Why is the Tang Dynasty have the highest per capita?
为什么呢？
Why?
因为那个时候是最开放。
Because it's the most open at that time.
中国到底什么时候开始收缩、开始固步自封？
When is the time that China become close and close?
从明朝。
Starting from Ming Dynasty,
永乐大帝以后
，and after 永乐，
越来越固步自封
，and more and more they're closed.
封的最封闭的时候是什么
？Until the time
是毛泽东的文化大革命
，at the time of cultural revolution of Mao Zedong.
中国就变成最穷的国家
，and that is the poorest country in the world.
最没有礼节的国家
，and also a country without mannerism.
连见面说早安也不会的
，and not even to greet when they see each other.
野最野的国家
，the most savage nation.
文化大革命是念错了，应该念大革文化命。
So cultural revolution actually revolutionized culture.
把文化的命都割割掉了。
So they have to cut off the life of culture.
中国变成那样的情形，为什么？
Such a China.
因为太骄傲了。
Because they're too proud.
人定胜天。
Man is better than heaven.
那毛泽东死以前是越来越看天的。
And before Mao Zedong died, he more and more look up to heaven.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为你要升天，你就要望天喽。
So you got to look up to heaven, you want to be better than heaven.
亲爱的弟兄们
，My dear brothers and sisters,
人不可以骄傲的。
Man cannot be proud.
什么叫谦卑呢
？What about humility?
不是奴才相。
Not to be a slave.
不是唯命是听。
Not to listen to every word of others.
不是礼多必诈。
Not to have more manner, but less your crooked.
不是故意做虚骄的行动。
And not a hypocrisy.
真正的谦虚。
The true humbleness.
对真理。
To the truth.
永无止息的追赶。
Unceasingly you want to pursue it.
对真理
to the truth.
永无止息的开放。
Unceasingly you want to open to it.
这个叫做谦卑。
That's called humility.
所以保罗现在来了一个 paradigm shift.
So Paul now had a paradigm shift.
他怎么样讲？
What did he say?
不是在身体的隔离。
Not the physical circumcision.
在心灵的隔离。
But spiritual circumcision.
你知道隔离是什么呢？
Do you know what circumcision?
就是男人在孩子生出来这个第八天的男人的婴孩。把他的包皮割掉，这个叫做割。
So on the eighth day, this baby was cut with the foreskin.
这是神与亚伯拉罕的子孙立的约。
And there's a covenant of a God to Abraham.
你要是一个隔离的民族。
You must be a race of circumcision.
为什么第八天
？When on the eighth day?
没有人知道。
Nobody knows.
圣经很少用八这个字。
The Bible seldom use eight.
多数用三
，three，
用四
，four，
用七
，seven，
用十二。
12
用一
one
很少用三
seldomly
很少用八
eight
但是隔离那件事特别用第八
but circumcision is on eighth day
那是3500年以前摩西写下来
Moses written that down in 3500 years ago
摩西也不知道
Moses doesn't know why
圣灵感动他的时候
because when the spirit touched him
他就写下第八天
he wrote on eighth day
为什么第八天
why on eighth day
到1940年的时候
until 1940
英国有一个医生查出来
in Britain there's a doctor that investigated
原来
Actually,
人的身体里面
，man's body，
血液里面有血小板。
That is this a pellet。
这个血小板就就在血清里面 plasma 里面。
In the plasma in the pellet。
这个血小板呢，可以阻止流血过多自己停止。
It can stop the oozing out of this blood and cease by itself。
小孩子刚生出来的时候。
So when the baby is given birth to。
血小板很少。
This palace is very steep.
第二天,
the second day,
第三天 就增加了,
increase a bit.
第四, 第五天,
fourth,
再增加,
fifth day,
第六,
six,
就掉下来了,
and then fall down.
第五天, 第六天掉下来,
fifth day, sixth day, fall down.
第七天增加得很厉害,
seventh day, increases to fast.
第八天的时候,
on eighth day,
真的最浓的时候,
it is the thickest.
所以那一天隔离, 小孩子最安全,
that day when the circumcision is safest for the baby.
第九天的时候,
the ninth day,
血小板再减少,
the pellet decrease again.
谁知道,
who knows?
摩西没有参加过我们研讨会,
Moses never come to a consultation.
他不知道什么叫做基因工程,
he doesn't want genetic engineering.
他也不知道医学伦理怎么样,
he doesn't know the,
他有神,
God said, write down.
第八天,
on the eighth day.
所以第八天隔离,
on the eighth day, the circumcision was.
本来我今天不预备讲, 我顺便告诉你,
so I just told you this.
啊, 你说, 原来如此,
oh, such a,
所以摩西写了, 为什么第八天? 他也不能,
Moses wrote down, but he doesn't know why.
要过多久才明白?
How many years later?
3,500年以后才明白,
3,500 years later.
所以我们要耐心,
so we have to be patient.
你现在读圣经不明白, 你要忍耐,
now you read the Bible, you don't understand, be patient.
不明白,
never mind, you continue to read when you don't understand.
3,500年以后, 你就会明白了,
3,500 years later, you know.
就不要骄傲,
don't be proud.
上帝反对你,
you say that God again, I'm against you.
上帝的话,
God's word,
句句是真理,
every single word is
人的话,
truth. Man's word,
句句不是真理,
it will not be truth.
人是虚妄的,
man is hypocrite.
人不知而骄傲,
man, they do not know yet they are proud.
神是真理的本体,
God is subjective of truth.
大家说感谢主, 一二三,
praise the Lord.
感谢上帝,
praise the Lord.
我信耶稣,
I believe in Jesus.
耶稣就变成真理吗?
And Jesus turned to be truth? No.
我信耶稣,
because I believe in Jesus,
我才把它弄成真理,
then I make him the truth.
不是因为我信耶稣, 耶稣变成真理, 因为耶稣基督是真理, 所以我相信他,
it is because Jesus is truth, and that's why I believe in him.
怎么知道这个真理是这么完备?
How do you know this truth is so perfect?
因为神是真理的本体,
because God is subjective to truth.
这个信仰建立起对他真理的信是可靠性的信任,
so from this faith we want to establish our trust in him.
感谢上,
praise the Lord.
这样下去,
and then,
你记得保罗就提到心灵的意思,
you know, Paul talk about spirit.
身体的隔离不过是记号,
circumcision is only about a sign,
不过是象征,
and also indicator.
一个人要心灵的隔离,
but a man needs spiritual circumcision.
什么叫心灵的隔离呢?
What is circumcision?
你真正恨恶情欲,
you really hate lust,
恨恶罪恶,
hate sin.
你愿意过圣洁的生活,
you want to live the holy life.
这样你有律法的时候, 你就欢喜去遵行,
then when you have a law, you are, glad to obey.
在神的道里面得做自由自在, 圣洁的生活的保障,
that in God, you want the true freedom.
这种人的成长,
the growth of this kind of man,
不是从人来的,
is that coming from man?
是从上帝,
from God.
所以每一个信主的人,
so everyone who believes in Jesus, the one who read the Bible,
不是为了我读经而骄傲,
not because I read, I'm proud.
我有律法, 所以我高你,
I have the law, I'm higher than you do.
我是信教的, 所以我是上天的,
I'm a believer, I go to heaven.
轻看你这不信教的,
I despise you, are not
believer.
No.
你有律法吗?
You have the law?
你行不行?
Do it.
你受隔离吗?
You're circumcised?
你是外表或者内心?
Outwardly or inwardly?
你说信主吗?
You believe in Jesus?
你是从内心的深处真信靠他吗?
From inward you believe in trust him or outwardly?
为什么有的人信耶稣几十年什么心情都没有一天到晚怕得要死?
Why is there some who are Christian for years but they are so little in the faith?
你表现的信仰在哪?
What kind of thing you manifest?
为什么你信耶稣生活比别人更不圣洁?
Why is that you believe in Jesus, your life is so unholy?
为什么你一听到一假冒为善?
And also you hear more, the more you are more hypocrite.
一边做礼拜一边犯罪?
Why is that on the one hand you go to the church, on the other hand you sin?
这是违背原则的,
this is okay, go against the principle.
上帝不喜悦的,
God doesn't like it.
所以保罗说, 犹太人啊,
and Paul said, Jews,
你有律法,
you have the law,
你有隔离,
you have the circumcision,
只有外表的义文,
only the outward written code.
你没有心灵的色义,
you don't have the spiritual substance.
不在乎义文,
it doesn't depend on written code but on the spirit.
不是受人的称赞,
and not to be praised by man,
受人神的称赞,
to be praised by God.
神是看内心,
because God watches our inward and outward.
这样道貌岸然的宗教人士,
so the religious person good outside,
算得什么?
It's nothing.
神说我要看你的内心,
God said I want to check your heart,
看你里面的信仰,
your inner faith,
里面的根,
inner circumcision, and also the true obedience inwardly,
不是外面的敬虔,
not outward reverence, the inward godliness and honesty and all truth. Are you willing?
我们低头祷告,
we bow and pray.